Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. The Missouri State Highway Patrol needs your help with a hit-and-run crash.
Happened on the southbound U.S. 69 and I-35 interchange ramp in Liberty. Troopers say the collision occurred on September 20th, just after 5:30 p.m. and left a pedestrian critically injured. Police say the suspect vehicle is a 2012 to 2019 Ford Fiesta that's missing a passenger side mirror and is possibly red or silver. Call cops if you have any information regarding the crash.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is making angler-inspired updates to the nearly 30-year program. Trout fishing waters will be stocked, and the season will begin on December 1st. Each trout fishing water will be stocked through the most fished months of the trout season. The KDWP plans to stock 30 water bodies this fall with nearly 62,000 pounds of rainbow trout. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. Providing the best care right here at home. A security breach has been prompting a statewide shakeup for Kansas courts. The Kansas Supreme Court issued a new order on Monday, putting all electronic filings and payments on hold. And all filings for courts will have to be on paper or by fax, with paper filings to be hand-delivered or sent by mail. The new rules will impact all courts except Johnson County, and this comes after the judicial branch experienced a security incident last week. The incident impacted court systems statewide, which are used to file and process cases and paperwork, and the incident has left more questions than answers. So far, the state is still trying to figure out what happened, how it happened, and how far it reached. It's currently unknown whether private or personal information may have been accessed during the breach, and there's also no answer to when the systems will be brought back online. The Office of Judicial Administration is working with experts to get answers on the security incident. The time for trout fishing in Kansas is drawing nearer, and this year the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is making angler-inspired updates to the nearly 30-year-old program to improve angler satisfaction and program efficiency while managing around increasing commodity costs. Based largely off of on-site interviews conducted with licensed anglers at 25 water bodies across the state in early 2023, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Fisheries Division staff will implement for Kansas's 2023 to 2024 trout season that trout fishing waters will be stocked. The season will begin on December 1st as opposed to November 1st so as not to compromise fish health in warmer water often experienced in November. Each trout fishing water will be stocked during the most fished months of the trout season, as opposed to season-wide stockings at indiscriminate times. The season will conclude at the end of March, as opposed to April 15th, as only 3% of respondents indicated they fished for trout in April, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will stock less often but with higher densities of trout, which is an indicated preference of the anglers surveyed. In total, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks plans to stock 30 water bodies this fall with approximately 62,000 pounds of rainbow trout, providing anglers with ample wintertime fishing opportunities while simultaneously not competing with other time-honored hunting and fishing traditions. All fish stocked will be a catchable size, but a few lunkers will also be added to give anglers extra opportunity to catch a trophy. Anglers 16 and older who wish to fish for trout must possess a $14.50 trout permit and fishing license, unless exempt. Kansas youth 15 and younger must possess a youth trout permit, which can be purchased for just $7, although youth age 15 and younger are not required to have a fishing license. All anglers with a trout permit may keep up to 5 trout per day, unless posted otherwise. To purchase a trout permit, you can visit GoOutdoorsKansas.com, download the Go Outdoors KS mobile app, or visit a licensed vendor nearest you. And for more information on trout fishing in Kansas, you can visit KSOutdoors.com. Governor Kelly announced the release of the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, Initial Proposal Volume 2. And as part of the planning process, the public is invited to submit their comments on the planning document. Together with the BEAD 5-year action plan, Volumes 1 and 2 will help identify areas of need for high-speed internet build-out across the state and outline requirements for applicants to access grant funding. The BEAD program, established by the Federal Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act of 2021, has allocated more than $451 million to Kansas for the development of broadband networks. And the Kansas Office of Broadband Development remains committed to its mission of closing the digital divide and looks forward to continued collaboration with stakeholders to bring high-speed broadband connectivity to all communities across the state. The deadline to submit public comments on Volume 2 is November 12, 2023. And to learn more about the Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Plan or to submit comments on Volume 2, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
Winter wheat planting is wrapping up across Kansas, and the USDA reports that about 3/4 of the crop is planted and 38% has emerged. 72% of corn has been harvested, and 39% of soybeans are in, with 32% of the crop in good to excellent condition. Pasture and range conditions are 14% good to excellent, topsoil moisture is 30% adequate to surplus, and subsoil moisture is rated 24% adequate. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 18th, Cottonwood Extension District will be hosting a free coyote trapping and predator calling program by wildlife specialist Drew Ricketts starting at 6:30 p.m. The meeting will be held at Hayes Agricultural Research Center Auditorium. And during his program, Ricketts will discuss coyote biology, helping people to better understand their movements, vocalizations, and diet, among other topics. And he will also discuss tips and methods on trapping and calling coyotes, including the proper use of mouth and electronic calls. For more information, you can call 785-628-9430. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Economic Development Board meeting that was held on October 10th, the Norton County Economic Development Board met at 5:45 p.m. at the Economic Development Office, and the meeting was called to order by Chairman John Griffiths. The members present included Deborah Anderson, Wally Burton, Curtis Evely, John Griffiths, Aaron Hale, Jerry Jones, Marvin Matchett, Sam Nicholson, and Dick Thompson, along with the Executive Director, Dallas Goslin, and Amy Levine, the Administrative Assistant. The September meeting minutes were approved by the board, and there was no update from Pinger and Smith for this month. The director advised the board that a bid was received from AquaShield for roof repairs, and their office is waiting to hear back from K-Camp regarding moving forward. An update was then provided regarding the seed grant that's being pursued for the Amby Home and the Lenora Public Library. Dallas went over the questionnaire that he sent out to local daycare providers, and an update was also provided regarding efforts to expand child care services. Dallas also provided an update on his visits to the Norton Community Schools for this year's Youth Entrepreneurial Challenge. And the director advised that the JAG program has closed for the year, and he updated the board regarding the Youth Entrepreneur Challenge, reporting that this year to date, there will be 47 businesses and 76 participants. There was a significant discussion regarding remedies for daycare shortfalls within Norton County, and the Economic Development Office is in the works to set up a meeting with providers to further explore how to overcome the most significant obstructions to expansion. It was then announced that there may be interest from some residents in opening another facility, and external consultants are being contacted for assistance in that regard. The board discussed pursuing a USDA revolving loan fund program for Norton County, and after substantial conversations, the board decided to revert discussions to a subcommittee to discuss more details. There was conversation regarding the Kansas Water Authority and their regional advisory committee members. The state is seeking more participation in regional committees, and the director expressed interest in serving on that committee, as it may have a significant impact on Norton's local economy in the years ahead. There were discussions revolving around the bipartisan infrastructure law and the state of Kansas's matching funds program to help smaller communities pursue these federal grants, and a conversation was held about a regional application to help Norton's chances of receiving funding. There was a brief update on the progress at the East Site development, and with no further business to conduct, the meeting was then adjourned at 6:38 p.m. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Have I got some great news for you. We're getting a new Tractor Supply store in the neighborhood. Hi, this is Marvin Matchett inviting you to join me in Phillipsburg for the grand opening of the new Tractor Supply store. There's going to be product experts to talk to, plenty of bargains, a great time to get acquainted with the team, and explore the huge selection for homeland and animals. Join me Saturday, October 21st from 11 to 1 for a live KQNK broadcast from your new neighborhood Tractor Supply store, 1401 State Street, Phillipsburg, Kansas.
Rev up your engine and hit the road with confidence. Norton Auto Supply, your CarQuest dealer, is your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether you're a seasoned mechanic or DIY enthusiast, we've got you covered. From quality replacement parts to essential tools and accessories, Norton Auto Supply has it all for you. The friendly and knowledgeable staff is there to help you find the right parts for your vehicle. Visit your local CarQuest dealer, Norton Auto Supply, today and experience the difference. Norton Auto Supply, keeping you on the road one part at a time.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Kyle Hill. Fall harvest and wheat planting continue ahead of pace across Kansas in the past week. The latest numbers from the National Ag Statistics Service show that 72% of the Kansas corn harvest was complete. That's a point ahead of last year and 6 points ahead of average. 57% of the state's soybean harvest was complete. That's 14 points ahead of last year and 23 points ahead of average. Kansas sorghum harvest is 39% complete. That's 2 points ahead of a year ago and 7 points ahead of average pace. 70% of the Kansas winter wheat crop has been planted. That is 8 points above last year and 4 points ahead of normal. 38% of the crop has emerged. That's 7 points better than last year, but 5 points behind average. 94% of the state's soybeans have dropped their leaves. 87% of the state's sorghum crop is considered matured. 17% of the state's cotton crop has been harvested. That's 8 points behind last year, but ahead of the average of 7%. 96% of cotton bolls were opening, and sunflower harvest is 58% complete. Topsoil moisture is 30% adequate to surplus. That is 3 points down from last week. Subsoil moisture, just 24% adequate. That's down 3 points from last week. The state's pasture and range condition rated 14% good to excellent, up 2 points on the week, compared to 53% poor or very poor. The EPA announced Monday it would grant $3.7 million to two institutions to establish research centers. These facilities will address children's cumulative health impacts from agricultural and non-chemical exposures. The agency says there is an urgent need to investigate the cumulative health impacts of chemical and non-chemical exposures for children in underserved rural and agricultural communities. Now, one of those two facilities will be at the University of Oklahoma. Their Health Sciences Center will use the grants to mitigate the chemical and non-chemical stressors that affect school absenteeism caused by gastrointestinal and respiratory diseases in Texas and Oklahoma. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
That's what it sounds like when a farmer opens a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. But not just any farmer. The type who expects nothing less than the absolute best. Who sees our 3 bushel per acre edge over ExtendFlex and gets excited about how big of a yield advantage they'll have at harvest. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/advantage.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. We're getting fair weather and pretty mild temperatures over the next few days, likely for the rest of the week across the Central Plains. We have a warm front that's moving into our western Kansas counties and taking our afternoon readings well into the 80s there this afternoon, but staying in the 70s for the central and eastern counties. We're back to near average afternoon highs on Wednesday briefly. That'll be following a cold front. We have very dry air in place, so precipitation chances will be pretty low for the next few days, although a few light showers will be possible, mainly in our northeast counties. Gusty wind coming up today and tomorrow with the passage of that cold front. Temperatures will rebound a little bit on Thursday and Friday. We're back in the 80s with a few lingering 70s in the eastern counties. On the map, heading into this afternoon, high pressure is centered from Kansas down into the southern plains. We're expecting fair weather across our state today. That frontal boundary is over eastern Colorado, moving into western Kansas, and that'll continue eastward through the afternoon. We're not expecting any big changes to the overall weather pattern, so we should be getting sunshine. The wind will be picking up a little bit in the western counties with that warm front moving through. Very warm in the western counties, and then that fast-moving cold front will drop through Kansas early Wednesday, attached to a low-pressure system, clearing and back to near-average daytime highs over the next couple of days. This afternoon in our northwestern counties will be in the mid-80s with upper 30s and low 40s overnight. Mid to upper 70s north-central tonight, we're in the upper 30s. Low to mid-70s northeast and mid-30s for the overnight hours. Low to mid-80s in the southwestern counties, and tonight we're looking at upper 30s. Mid to upper 70s south-central and upper 30s for the overnight. Low 70s southeast, and tonight mid to upper 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.